Hello, Wink Martindale. When I think of the ace, I think of Wink. When I think of the club, I think of Martindale. How you doing, Wink? Nice to know you. This is John Lennon of the Bottles, Beatles. You're interrupting my radio program with Wink Martindale.
Oh, Wink Martindale. Hello, Wink Martindale. Oh, I'm George Harrison, a bottle.
This is Ringo, Ian. Just shut up. Whose side are you on? Really?
Yeah.
Hello, Jolly Joe Yoakam. How's it going? This is John Lennon, the Beatles, saying hello to you and goodbye as well.
We're gonna move, yeah, 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 yeah. We're gonna groove, yeah, 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 yeah. We're gonna groove, yeah, yeah. Let you hear the best Beatles hits. 90 Rock KFWB, Channel 98. Yeah, 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 yeah. You better know it, yeah.
For
We're backstage once again, and with me I have Ringo Starr. Ringo, last night you sent a tape to some friends in Liverpool after a little bash session with a Bill Black combo.
Yes, now, that's correct. That is correct.
Tell me, you like this country western music. I see that you do. What influence did it have, if any, on your original sound, let's say?
On our sound, I don't think any. I just like it, you know, I've always liked it, and I used to sort of play it before I played rock. And I just like it. I like all the stories the songs have, you know.
There was a rumor circulating around today that someone said that after, in your later years, you would like to be a disc jockey or in public relations. Is this true?
Yeah, I'd enjoy being a disc jockey, you know.
You like to do talking?
Well, I like to play records, but I suppose I'd have to learn to talk.
Hey, we're having a Beatle blast, having a Beatle blast. WHK 1420. WHK 1420.
The thing is, I don't think I'd have the patter, you know, the talk. But I suppose you can pick it up.
Do they have, how about the British disc jockeys compared to American disc jockeys? They talk as fast?
Well, they're like a horse race, and our disc jockeys always come in last. Cause they're a lot slower, you know, than the American disc jockeys. I think, you know, they sort of talk and, you know, and then, but the Americans, oh, hey, I'm going now, I'm going to play a little bit now. Here we go, baby, whoop! And it's on, you know, but I was just sort of saying, we'd like to play a little number for you now. It's a new record by the Sunil Suddles, and it's called, I Hope You Like It. Here we go.
The Beatles Spectacular is really moving. Woo! On 77 WABC. Come in his house, stop all that yakety yak.
WHK, your station for Beatles celebration. So here are the Beatles for you. Close your eyes and listen to the Beatles. They're having a ball right here with us. 77 WABC.
George Martin's been doing a three-part serial in the Melody Maker. While most of it's fairly fair and reasonable, and although it sometimes differs from my memory of what happened, some of it is just downright lies, so I just wrote in and corrected him, you know. He's making statements about how Revolution No. 9 was made, and he's saying how he pictured this sound picture. And I wrote to him and the paper saying that I'm sick of the cameraman taking credit for what the director did, you know, and that's what he's doing. I made Revolution No. 9. 4 hours of editing was done with Yoko and I alone in a room after everybody else had left the thing alone, and he's claiming he that was his picture, you know. George and Ringo and George Martin and one other engineer fetched and carried and helped me put together about 100 loops. And George and Ringo running up and downstairs getting different soundtracks for me and suggesting things, obviously, if they were there, but mainly helping me physically. George Martin was sort of helping me by naming what stuff I could use from the vaults and helping me technically, of course, and the engineer to help me technically. And he's writing all sorts of guff there. So I consider it unfair if they're just going to have one side of the story. I don't mind if I say something that offends people or they think I've got the wrong picture of it, you know, that for them to write back to against me and say, well, I that's not true, this happened as far as I'm concerned, that's all right, but I'm not just going to sit back and let them write any old shit about us, you know.
If you let me take your heart, I will prove to you we will never be apart. If I'm part of you, open up your eyes now. Tell me what you see. It is no surprise now. What you see is me. Big and black the clouds may be, time will pass away. If you put your trust in me, I'll make bright your day. Look into these eyes now. Tell me what you see. Don't you realize now? What you see is me. Tell me what you see. To me one more time, how can I get through? Can't you try to see that I'm trying to get to you? Open up your eyes now, tell me what you see. It is no surprise now, what you see is me. Tell me what you see. Listen to me one more time, how can I get through? Don't you try to see that I'm trying to get to you. Open up your eyes now, tell me what you see. It is no surprise now, what you see is me.
Da-da-da-da-da-dum-dum-da. If you feel a wig on W-H-K, it's the wiggiest place to be. In Cleveland, that's Beatle Radio, right here, 1420.
Talked to George Harrison and told them that when the Byrds appeared on our TV show in Cleveland, they told us how much they liked the Beatles.
Well, that's nice to hear.
They are big fans of yours.
Well, we're big fans of theirs. The good fellas, you know, the stuff that they write themselves, I think, is very good, you know, but I think if they could write Dylan type of stuff, it'd be better. If they can keep on getting Dylan's material and recording it at the standard they are doing now, then they're going to be, you know, they're going to stay as big as they are, you know, for as long as they can do it. They haven't got their own songwriters that can write songs as strong as Dylan's. I think it's a pity because the group's so good.
What'll you give me? Say the bells are ringing. Is the hope for the future? My mind through the foggy ruins of time. Lost under the reach of crazy sorrow, just to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea. Still on the circus, Sandy, you write too many words, Buck. We will tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll get it right. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, I say. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Okay, it's all right. It's all right. All right.
Nice. What a treat that was. Thank you. Thank
you. It's a bit out of tune, folks. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. You know, take me as I am or let me go.
You give one swing and needle sounds on 1-4-2-0. It's where the needle sounds are found, hey, needles go. This is the home of the Beatles, W-H-K, W-H-K.
This is John Lennon of the Beatles. There's nothing like WMCA Good Guys in Liverpool. As our thanks to the Good Guys for spreading Beatlemania in America, we're going to be the first to spread Good Guy Mania in England.
WMCA, yeah, yeah.